Armstrong toxic brother looking at the stuff from yesterday. All the drama, all the strategy and silliness from Theo to HOH. Every single season, you know he is the reason. You know what's happening. Rob said that he could do it. Tomorrow he will do it again.
Hello, everyone, and good morning. Welcome to our live feed update for July 1st. I'm your host, Aaron Armstrong, and with me today is Kirsten. How are you doing, Kirsten?
I'm good. Thank you for inviting me for Canada Day as the Canadian representation. Happy Canada Day, everyone.
Yeah, I totally did that on purpose. That was exactly my intention.
Perfect. Yeah, just giving you a little bit extra credit there. You didn't take it, but you know, it's fine.
I like getting extra credit that I didn't deserve. It's my favorite kind of extra credit.
Yeah, who wants to put in any work? Come on, that's horrible.
So we are here to talk about everything that happened on the Big Brother 20 live feeds yesterday. And we've got some stuff to talk about. There was some, things are happening. We're still kind of learning the dynamics. I think the house guests are still kind of learning the dynamics. Sometimes we come into these first weeks and things are somewhat set in stone, or they're at least like going all over the place. This is like a weird kind of dynamic right now where there are two sides of the house, but they're still kind of formulating like who's really close to who and who's really going to be working with who. I find that interesting.
Yeah, it's definitely a really interesting week. It's nice to have a week of all new players, as I'm sure we've talked about 1,000 times. But yeah, getting these dynamics, it's like I've been trying to think, okay, well, what seasons have they watched for this to be the dynamic that they have? Like, is it 16 and 19? Like, do they watch 17? Like, I find it very interesting, and there's just so much going on that it's kind of hard to keep up with, but we'll do our best to keep that going.
Yes. It is weird. Like I'm noticing there's a whole different dynamic when it comes to taking notes for the first couple of weeks, as opposed to even just like, next week or a couple of weeks further on, because we tend to know a lot more. And I actually find that I'm taking more detailed notes for like the later weeks, because there's so much that's happening in these early weeks and you don't really know what's relevant or not, because so much of it I think is going to be not relevant, especially when it comes to JC, who's just like all over the place. We've got the votes. Don't worry about it. I know who the votes are. I don't have an alliance. Do I need an alliance? No, I don't want to be in your alliance. He's just, I don't even know where to begin talking about JC.
I know places I don't want to talk about JC, but we might have to. It's exactly like we have all of these kind of like their alliances, but they're so fluid right now because everyone's just feeling each other out. And yeah, we're not going to know what about this actually matters for at least a week.
Yes. And we should be live here on Twitch, YouTube, Periscope and Facebook. So feel free to chat with us wherever you are. Hopefully we'll be able to see all of the chats, or at least that is the intention.
So many places.
It is a lot of places. And of course, you can find the links and the chats on robiswebsite.com. I tweeted out that link. You should be good there. To start the day off here, there was some movement in the night, I think, right? Haley was, upstairs, then she was downstairs, I think. She tends to move around when it comes to the guys.
Yeah, so it looks like she's, schmoozing with Tyler, trying to get that information, trying to get in his ear. And then in the middle of the night, she's like, you know what? We're all asleep. It's fine. I'm going to go down and be with Bessie right now. Like, just shifts around. Always fun.
Yes. And that's... Fessy's going to enjoy that in the moment, but later on we're going to have some controversy from Fessy about that movement. Everyone wakes up, everything's fine. And Tyler is going to talk to Casey about, now we know from yesterday that Tyler knows that Sam has the power now. Tyler is still the only person that knows. And so he's going to go to Casey and be like, hey, so, you know, this vote and how some people have been considering just like voting Sam out just to appease the other side. I feel like we should probably just vote to keep Sam regardless of anything. just what if somebody on their side happens to vote the other way? Like, no particular reason. Obviously, this is because he wants these people to have voted to keep Sam in the event that Sam uses her power and stays in the House. It will be a good way of pinning her against the other side.
Yeah, absolutely. And it's so weird because then Casey's like, okay, so we should start pushing for votes. And Tyler's like, oh, but don't, we can't push too hard. Like, we just have to vote for her to stay, but like, don't push too much. Like, we can't be too much. It's like, okay, well, obviously something else is going on here. Like, obviously, like, you can't just be like, oh yeah, but we can't push, but we need to vote for her to stay. But I also love this because when we get these, you like, votes at the in the first week, the unanimous votes, half the people are voting against their best interest anyway, so it'll be really fun to see a split vote anymore.
Yeah. Yes, as long as it still happens, which I think it will.
I hope so.
Yeah. So then we get various people talking about their plans for next week, at least at the moment, and a lot of it seems pretty uniform. We've got like people like Casey and Angela who want to go after Fessy and Swaggy. Caitlin and Haley want Winston to go with Angela next to him. Fessy and Swaggy want Angela to go, probably with Winston next to her. So the big targets remain the same for now.
Yeah, absolutely. And I love that everyone's like, yeah, these are the big dogs, we're going for them. And I just can't wait to see who wins power next week and if they actually are going to make that move. Because everyone's saying that Tyler's making a weak move, but are they going to actually step up and do something different? It's very exciting.
this is a little bit reminding me of Big Brother Canada 4, when there were two sides and there was this middle group that was trying to make sure that the sides were going after each other. There are a lot of people who are trying to ride the middle in this house. And there are actually not that many people who are just like firmly on their sides. And those people are people like Swaggy, Fessy, Caitlin, and then Winston, you know, Brett and Angela and Rachel. Like there are a lot of people that are trying to be like, yes, those people go after each other. I don't know how stable that is.
No, it certainly is not stable. And I think that the one difference here between this and BB Can 4 is that week one HOH, they tried to make the big move and it totally failed and screwed them over in BB Can 4, whereas this week, Tyler's trying to play it safe. So it's like he's watched it. He's learned the lessons. Hopefully he's implementing them properly to set himself up. It's very exciting. I love the middle.
The middle's the place to be. You know, you do get insulted by Caitlin, Miss Positive, but it's still a good place to be.
Yeah, Caitlin's aura was very red yesterday.
Yes. She talked about how, you know, Rachel's aura is red. That means she's going to clash with people. I feel like, you know, maybe she can't see her own aura, which is just like whatever aura clashes with all the other auras, because I think she's one of the more negative people in the house for all her preaching of positivity.
Whatever aura clashes with the other auras. Okay.
Maybe it's like the I don't know, what's like the aura that what I don't know fashion well enough. What is the color that clashes with everything?
Oh, I don't know. Do I know about fashion? That's up for debate. I think it's one of those things though where you'll see like those people who are out and they're like, yes, you know, namaste, bless, live, laugh, love. And then you actually talk to that person and they're like, oh my God, did you see what they're wearing? Do you see how they're acting? Like they're horrible. It's kind of fraudulent, I think, but it's so exciting. Because it's going to blow up eventually and it's going to be so entertaining.
Yeah, I mean, it would have been super boring if she was actually that person, right? Like,
Nobody wants that person.
So Winston is also, or no, sorry, before that, we got the backyard open. It's we're finally seeing the backyard for the first time, which means the bros are immediately going to start working out.
Yeah, everyone was in their bathing suits in about 2.5 seconds when the backyard opened. And I just felt so bad for Sam the robot. I kind of wanted her to just roll right into the pool. Maybe they could have her as a person for a while.
That is another thing. And I think it's one of the cooler things about the robot right now is that Sam does have to go back into the robot. However, we will occasionally get her robot view as one of the feeds.
I hate it so much. You hate it's it? So hard to watch. It like everything's just distorted. You're like, what am I looking at? Am I looking through water? Like, I can't imagine being her and like trying to make connections with people, and you can't even like properly see what shape their face is. Like,
more robot discrimination, saying our vision is worse than human vision.
Is that what your vision is like?
Yeah. It's we got, you know, that extra field of view. You know, it's very wide angle.
I hate to break it to you, but you might need to see an optometrist if that's how you're seeing the world. It's too much. I hate it so much.
Yeah, just because it's human doesn't make it good or better.
Well, just because it's robot doesn't make it good or better.
No, everyone has equal vision.
Here, stop. Oh my God.
Okay, so the backyard is open. Yes. Sam is a robot. Winston is starting to come around to the idea that, like, okay, well, if Sam is like a vote for us, then maybe we can keep her. Winston previously had been very gung-ho about like voting Sam out to appease the other side. It does seem like Winston is willing to be like, oh, okay, maybe we'll keep Sam.
Yeah, well, because he went from like, oh, it's fine, I've got Steve, to now he's talking about, oh, Steve's always looking for the camera to see if the camera's watching him. Like, right now, we don't want the camera watching us. We need to be under the radar. I'm like, Winston, the whole thing is about trending. You want to not be on camera so you can get a punishment? Like, just doesn't make any sense.
Yeah, he's like, I'm trying to pretend the cameras aren't here. Like, I'm playing the game. Steve does everything. These other people, they do everything wrong. I do everything right. That's the attitude. There are a lot of really arrogant people in the house this season.
Well, and I love it. I feel like they just wanted to make sure they were not going to have a bunch of sheep following one person this year. And they've gone out with these just very assertive, aggressive personalities, which is going to be so exciting to watch for 100 days. But yeah, the arrogance here is a lot. Like, okay, Winston, we understand why you haven't had like in romance. Like, take a seat.
Yeah. Speaking of Steve, we'll talk about it a little later as well. Part of it, at least. But like, he has been like, I remember when Derek was in the house, and like halfway through the season, Derek would start talking about like, you know, oh, do you think this person's a cop? Or like, you know, if I was a cop, I would have done this. But by then, he had everybody completely snowed. Steve is in the first week or second week now, like, talking about like laws and what he would do if he was a cop, and talking about how, oh, do you think Brett's a cop? Do you think Winston is a cop? Oh no, Winston's a doctor. Like, it's always the people who are lying about their own profession that are so suspicious about other people lying about their profession. And he's really making a meal of it.
Oh, absolutely. And then I don't understand how it isn't more of a conversation right now. He's literally talking about laws with like the actual number of the legislation. Like, how is nobody putting that together? And then, yeah, stop pushing that other people are lying about their profession, because it is just going to make people more suspicious of you. Like, I think everyone really just needs to take a seat. You've been in the house 5.5 minutes. Take a seat. Take a seat. 2018. Okay.
Yeah, like Steve gave a complete lecture on the, and I think he was even just like, oh no, it's just a Jersey thing to know that law.
Like, oh yeah, that's what he said. Yeah, he's like, yeah, it's a Jersey thing. Okay.
Yeah, it's just a thing in the state that you live, that you know a law and what it's called and like everything about. Like, and like, giving a lecture about a law not only exposes the fact that he's a cop, but exposes the fact that he's a professor, like teaching about it. Like, how do you give away both of those things in one fell swoop?
Yeah, he needs to start talking about engines right away. Yeah. 6v12. Hopefully people will get that instead.
Yeah. Yeah, basically it's like, you know, it's like if he was at, and he's like, oh no, it's law page 11, chapter 12, chapter 14. What do you want from me? Chapter 16.
Everybody turn to page 326.
Yeah. Well, that's what Steve is doing. Sam is gonna go around a little bit. She's gonna talk to Tyler, she's gonna talk to Rachel and Casey, and just kind of get the lay of the land, as a robot, of course. Yes. They're gonna do some prom thing, and you know, Tyler's gonna take her as a date as a robot.
Yeah, I heard the word prom and my brain just shut off every time it comes on. Like, I don't care about this whatsoever.
Yeah, me neither. I don't think anybody does, except for like two people in the house. Casey is going to tell Sam that, listen, the other side is going to pretend that they want to keep you, but don't listen to them. They are not actually going to keep you. And Rachel had given Sam the advice that, hey, if you're going to talk to somebody, talk to Caitlin. She's the one that is like holding a grudge against you. Try to clear that up. Kirsten has gone black, on me. Her aura is black. Oh no. I will just continue on until she hopefully returns. Sam is going to take Rachel's advice and go to Caitlin and ask Caitlin, like, what's going on? What are we doing here? Caitlin says, look, I would love for you and Steve to both stay. I mean, I just, it's in my heart, in my love, in my life, that I want you to stay, but look, it's Tyler's fault. It's Tyler's ruined everything because he is not willing to let the veto be used. Fessy wants to use the veto, but Tyler's like, no, you're not allowed to. No. Sam is like, okay. I mean, because remember, Sam is feeling pretty close to Tyler at this point. He's the only one she's told about the power. He told her some secrets in return. And Caitlin's like, oh yeah, I think Tyler's afraid that one of these big players has a power, and that's why he's not willing to put one of them up. Which obviously does not ring true to Sam, because Sam knows that he knows that she has the power. So I got a little Kirsten Abbott. There we go.
Hello.
Two Kirstens.
Brett's friends hacked me. Sorry, everybody.
you're clear anti-Brett, propaganda.
My propaganda.
Yeah.
Okay. Wow.
I heard that Brett no longer has a job because he had to quit his job to come on Big Brother.
No,
and so,
he's self-employed, Taryn. Yeah. How dare you?
See, he's self-employed as he fights cyber terrorism.
He's such a patriot.
Yeah. So I was just saying that Caitlin had told Sam that, look, I want Winston to be the replacement, but Tyler's not willing to do this. So what do you want from me? I would love for you to stay. Essentially saying, like, no, I want you to stay. But it's Tyler's fault if you leave, because and not explicitly saying that she would vote Sam out over Steve. But that's kind of what was happening between the lines.
Yeah, there's the implication there.
Yes, it's always about the implication. Caitlin is then going to go to Fessy and Haley and be like, oh, I'm so frustrated. I want Sam to stay. It's Tyler. Tyler's such a pussy. What a lame-o. I can't believe him. This is the most pathetic week of Big Brother of all time.
Yeah, she calls him a moron and an idiot. So there's a lot of layers there. Obviously, she hasn't seen week one of most seasons of Big Brother, because this is pretty standard.
Or any season of last season of Big Brother.
Any season of last season?
Any episode of last season of Big Brother.
Well, I feel like the first couple episodes were very exciting last season, and we're all just like letting the end of it color our perspective here.
Look, just watch the Christmas with a cast wins the sprinting competition episode of season 19. And I mean, Caitlin, I know you've watched it, so I don't know why you're saying this is the most pathetic week of Big Brother.
Yeah, well, I don't know what Caitlin's going on about. But yeah, I really like how she's like, we need to be making a bigger move. Like, this is so weak. It's like, again, it's been 5 seconds. Caitlin, take a seat. Everybody take a seat.
Yeah, I mean, and Caitlin's mad, but that doesn't mean that everyone's mad, because Caitlin's starting to lose favor in this alliance as well. Fessy and Steve are going to talk about, this is when Steve is talking about, we've talked about Winston maybe being a cop, but I think actually he's a doctor. And he's like a doctor, and he that's why he doesn't have a girlfriend, because doctors don't have time for girls. And he's just like Dr. Will, only he's hiding the fact that he's a doctor.
Yeah. And I like how Fessy's response is like, yeah, I'm already sketched out by Winston, so it doesn't really affect anything.
Yeah. Well, and here's the thing, because people were like, how dare you compare the great Dr. Will to Winston? But thinking about it, Big Brother 2 Dr. Will wasn't that different from Winston, if you think about it. If Winston was a doctor, Big Brother 2 Dr. Will was like super bro-y friends with Boogie, and was pretty arrogant, and was a social outcast. In fact, Winston's probably doing better than first couple weeks Big Brother 2 Dr. Will right now. So, what are you going to do?
I literally feel like I'm going to puke right now. I feel like it is too soon. Dr. Will comparisons. Like, I have to go. Like, I can't talk to you anymore.
Just first couple weeks, Dr. Will. He changed up his game once he lost his allies.
Oh my God. I'm having like a hot flash. I can't do
remember this. Everyone, go buy the Big Brother 2 blockumentary so you can get your memory refreshed about the truth of Big Brother 2.
Oh my God. Well, let's see how this plays out for Winston and if he's able to turn it around. I somehow don't think that he has it in him, but hey, maybe I'm wrong.
Well, yeah, I mean, if we're projecting forward, I think that Winston may be playing a better game than week one Dr. Will was, but I think it's going to go very downhill where Dr. Will went very uphill.
Yeah, like I feel like in week three, we'll be like, oh man, Winston's doing worse than week one Dr. Will.
Oh yeah. Oh yeah. I think in week two we're going to be talking about that. Although
it's trying to be generous.
Here's okay? The thing, though, it's which is the only bad thing about week one being 2 weeks, is that I could say week two, but we're technically in week two right now. So
actually, I was being more accurate. Yeah. When I said week three, no, it's fine.
but in the future, when we reference week two, we're going to be talking about eviction too. So.
Oh, it's so confusing.
Yeah.
Time is a social construct.
It is. Fessy and Haley, this is Fessy is gonna talk to Haley about look, I like girls, but I don't like girls who like guys, because if you like too many guys, then I don't like you. That was the gist of what I was getting from Fessy. Like he was criticizing her movement in the night, her going all over the place.
Yeah, basically he's talking to Haley about all of the red flags that he sees with her like being around other guys and not, you know, being what he sees as what a woman should be doing in this situation. Haley's like, okay, cool. There's 5 red flags. Sounds great. And again, it's like nothing to be said about him hanging out with multiple women. Like, oh, it just is so cringy and gross. I hate it so much.
Yeah. Again, like, you have known this girl for what? It was Saturday yesterday. So it's been like 9-10 days. I think 10 days, right? What right do you have to be like, you know, I kind of have a crush on you and you've been a little flirty back, so I feel like you're not allowed to flirt with other boys now, right? Like, that's the rule.
It's like, yeah, I own you now. It's I get to decide what you do. This is just like real life. This is not a game where we need to have social dynamics. And also, if it was real life, it also wouldn't be okay. But there it is.
Yeah. I think it was day 11. Day 11, I think.
Yeah, day 11.
This was just awkward and uncomfortable. Just again, like last night we had Bailey and Swaggy, and today we had Fessy and Haley. Just think these weird, like, I've known you for 11 days conversations.
Yeah, and it's just like how you were talking about Swaggy and Bailey yesterday, how their argument was more something you would see in like a longer relationship, like after 6 months or something like that. And I feel like this too is the kind of thing where it's like, you don't get to talk about how someone is like interacting with other people this early. I don't care if every day counts as 3 days or a week or whatever. It's
Cut
it out. Yeah, Fessy, not a good look.
And Doom says, to be fair, a day in the Big Brother house is like a week in the real world, which is kind of true. But also, even if this was like a few weeks into a relationship, still not really okay.
Yeah. Well, it's like, even, okay, say it's been 11 weeks in a relationship. That, I guess it is still deeper than that, though, because in normally 11 weeks into a relationship, you haven't been living with someone for 11 weeks. But it's still like, you don't get to tell people how they talk to other people. Yeah. Okay.
Unless, I mean, like, they are not like a committed relationship.
No.
Like they have not gone steady.
She doesn't even have his Letterman jacket. Okay. So right. Is it even a real relationship?
Like the way to go about this, if you're Fessy, is like, hey, look, I really like you. Do you get the baseline down first, and then like communicate about the fact that, like, hey, can we be exclusive? Like whatever you want to do.
They need to talk about their intentions. He needs to ask her to prom, and then they can go from there.
Exactly, and hopefully, everyone's dad approves, and we'll drive them to the prom. And
I don't know why, but that just gave me the image of Winston being like the dad on the front porch cleaning his gun.
Oh, he would definitely be cleaning the gun. He would be
don't hurt my daughter.
He'd be cleaning the gun, and then he'd have like a couple like behind him leaning against the wall as well. He'd be like, yeah.
Yikes.
Haley and Tyler are gonna have and Tyler also, by the way, Tyler is basically the opposite of Fessy, where Tyler was talking, I believe, to JC. I don't remember who he was talking to. It might have been Casey. About Tyler likes Haley, but he sees Haley flirting with other dudes, and so it's like, you know, usually when I like a girl, I can tell if she likes me back. I don't think Haley likes me back. Well, that's unfortunate. Like, he's just like, okay, that's cool. Like, he's not going to be, like, Haley, what are you doing? You're supposed to only like me because I like you.
What accent is that?
That's controlling douchey accent.
Oh, okay. Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Perfect. Yeah, it's... Well, and it's also just in the dynamic of the game, you can't get upset at someone if they're showing that they don't like you back. You can't be like, how dare they? You have to be like, okay, cool. Even if inside you're dying, you have to just move on, because you're playing a social game and you need people to not see you being like a huge douche.
Yeah. I agree. go ahead.
Sorry, go ahead.
Okay. So Tyler is going to talk to Haley. They still have, somewhat of a relationship here. Even though they're very much working sort of opposing sides. She is going to give him some information. She says that, he's asking her like, when did you guys decide to keep Steve? Like, when did this happen? And she's like, oh, that was like a while ago. Like, cause Steve is with that side. Like, Steve just said the other day, like, he hates Winston. Like, Winston's the worst. And it's like, what? Steve said that? And she's like, yeah, you just like just said it. He's like, oh, okay. Like, Tyler's getting a ton of information, like, especially from Haley. Like, he got the information about Scotty being a rat, although Steve has been pretty open about that as well. And now getting this information about Steve, this is going to help him get Winston to vote to keep Sam, I think.
Well, hopefully. But it just depends, like, it just kind of depends, like, is Winston going to really believe Tyler? Like,
well, Tyler's been pretty inactive when it comes to this stuff. Like, he's been holding on to a lot of the information he gets. So I feel like it's more likely that he kind of, like, you know, gives it somewhere else or just lets it come out some other way. I haven't really seen him like try to directly influence things using information that he has. And he hasn't really needed to. So I've liked that about Tyler.
Yeah. Well, I really like that he has this first HOH and he's not too much letting it get to his head. Not too much being like, well, I'm dictating how this week goes. Like when people were trying to get him to put up like a replacement nom in case the veto was used, he was very firm, like, no, this is my HOH, I'm not going to do that. But he wasn't like, this is my HOH, and you're going to do what I say, and you'll use the veto if I want you to. Like, he hasn't gotten too much of a big head, which I think is really, really good to see, especially since this is the HOH that lasts the longest in the whole season.
Yeah, and honestly, I don't think he even needs to do work to get, you know, Winston and Brett to vote to keep Sam. As long as he gets Casey... and maybe like JC, like he just needs his people to vote to keep Sam. And then if anything, that's better for him that, like, he's like, oh, well, look, these people voted to keep you. Those other people, they wanted to appease the other side, and vote the other way. The smaller the group, the more loyal I think Sam would be to that group, that voted to keep her.
Yeah, absolutely. I'm also like, I'm really worried about Sam because she keeps tying things into like, oh, well, I thought this person really liked me, but I guess I was wrong. And so I'm really nervous to see what happens for her moving forward. Will she be able to make like the strategic bonds that she needs if she's only willing to go based off, oh, well, I thought this person really liked me. Like, oh, wait, they're lying to me. I thought they liked me. It seems like it's very, very easy to persuade her just by being nice to her. So I'm really nervous about that going forward.
Yeah. She's hard to get a read on, for obvious reasons. I don't think we'll really understand where she, stands until next week, at the very least when it comes to like, just how is she going to play? Will she be loyal? All that kind of stuff. So we also had, Rockstar and Haley, late in the night, Rockstar talking about Caitlin and, you know, not judging, but doesn't Caitlin have a boyfriend? Why is she flirting with so many people?
Oh, it like, doesn't she have a boyfriend watching at home? Like, that's so weird. And then there's also the drama where they found out yesterday that Fessy has been saying like the exact same things to both Haley and Caitlin, which is also putting some cracks in there. So this house split, I think, is going to get shaken up quite a bit.
Yeah, Mr. what are you doing talking to other dudes? He's been talking to other girls.
Oh, that's so weird how he thinks that's okay. Okay.
Yeah.
So weird.
I often find that the people who are like the most like, no, you're not supposed to be doing that, are the people who do it the most. And that's why they don't want other people to do it.
Well, it's exactly the same as Steve being upset, thinking people are lying about their job.
Yes.
Because he's lying about his job. So he feels like everyone is. And so Bessie's talking to multiple women. So he feels like the women are all doing the exact same thing to him. It's a big blind spot for these people.
Yeah. So they talked about that and, you know, Rockstar was really talking to like, you know, I like Caitlin, but do I want to be in an alliance with Caitlin? Do I trust Caitlin? I don't know. I don't know if I do. And Haley was like, okay, yeah. I mean, maybe we should, you know, get something else going.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, and Rockstar probably can see Caitlin's aura so clearly that she figured, oh no, we don't go together.
Rockstar is the true sort of, you know, a pagan witch, I think she called herself. Like, she is the one that I think, like, I feel like Caitlin is a bit of a fraud. I feel like Angie Rockstar is the real thing.
I think it's one of those things, like, when someone is, like, super young in their 20s, like, obviously, like, being like 24, 25, you're trying to kind of figure out what you believe in and what's going on. And it's really easy to like cling to something and be like, oh yes, Himalayan salt lamp, crystal ball, yoga. Whereas, you know, Rockstar is more established. She's kind of had time to explore more things and feel a different way. And it feels like her, it seems more grounded when it comes from her. I don't know.
Yeah.
Maybe I'm being ageist, but I'm this, like the same age as Caitlin. So it's whatever.
I mean, that being said, like, you know, when I say the real deal, I mean, like, I think she actually believes in her stuff. Whereas I feel like Caitlin is a little bit more of like, just like, you know what? Like she, I feel like she's a little bit more of a salesman in
yeah, I feel like Caitlin is two steps away from multi-level marketing.
Yeah, like, exactly.
She's right there.
Yeah. So Haley suggests, okay, well, maybe we should, you know, do a sort of side alliance kind of deal with like you, me, Scotty, and Steve. Like maybe that could be a good group that we could put together. Yeah, I feel like, again, Haley, I like that Haley is willing to roll with this because, you know, I was worried that Haley was too close to Caitlin and that she would just be loyal to Caitlin the whole game and that would, you know, be a detriment to her. But she moves around with friends and allies just as much as she does with guys.
Yeah, no, I'm really liking what I'm seeing from Haley. I really liked her from the first interview we saw of her. People were like, I don't know about that. And I was like, well, I did like Raven last year from the interview, so maybe I'm wrong. But I feel very happy Haley has got this going on. She's comfortable moving between different alliances, talking to different people. She's not closed off to anything. This is very, very good. But I am very hesitant about anyone who's like, oh, yeah, let's work with Steve. I just don't think this is the right thing to do.
I don't know. I feel like picking up the older guy or woman is always a good move because they tend to be loyal to the people that like do good things for them. And then also they're never going to win the game.
Yeah, that is a very good point. I just feel like the other shoe is going to drop with Steve very soon. He is going to go sooner rather than later. People are going to be like, he's a cop. That's why he's wearing the police vest. Like, it's just going to come out. And I'm just worried that anyone who's too closely aligned to him is going to get some major fallout. Even just being like, oh, well, they have bad instincts because they trusted this guy.
Yeah, I mean, it's to your credit with this point, Scotty is like the closest person to Steve. Not even like he's not even like that close to him, but he's like the closest person to him. And like I said, like Steve has been going around. Oh, yeah, Scotty. He plays both sides. That's Scotty. Like Steve tells way too much about Scotty and like puts target on Scotty's back, but doesn't need to be there. So he's not the greatest ally.
No, definitely. Just, I don't know. Bad vibes.
Yeah.
Maybe it's because he hasn't had his baths. I don't know.
Maybe, you know,
he
haven't seen
him to relax.
Yeah. He talked to Aika about how he was going to get his bath time no matter what. I don't know.
I'm just waiting for the morning when it's like 6 a.m. BB time and he like goes into the HOH room. He's like, I really need a bath this morning. Like a shower's not going to cut it today. Just fully waking up the HOH. Because he's up before everyone else because he's older than everyone else.
Yeah. Yeah. All right. Anything else that you've got, Kirsten?
The only other thing that we haven't really talked about is when Sam and Caitlin were talking and Caitlin's like, yeah, they do the battle back every year. It's like, even if you get voted out, like you could come back.
That happened during that robot Sam and Caitlin conversation, which again, it was funny because Sam has an actual power that is actually like probably something similar to a previous twist. But it's not the battle back. But hopefully there's no battle back this season.
Hopefully not. Oh, and also, was it yesterday when Fessy was like, okay, so there's 9 of us. We just have to stick together. We'll make it to jury. Was that yesterday or the day before?
Yeah, I think so. I think that, I mean, he keeps saying that. So
it's so funny. every time. It's like, okay, yeah, you'll stick together.
Yeah, it's Oh, yeah. That's right. Nobody's thought of that before. Just get nine people together.
Just a solid nine, and we'll all make a jury. Okay, cool. I never heard of that before.
Yeah. All right. Well, thank you everyone for joining us this morning for today's live feed update. I've continued to get plenty of responses about people who want to hop on and do some weekday updates. So in an effort to narrow some of these down, I highly encourage anyone who has messaged me to also send a video and let me know if you have a microphone that is functioning. That would also be helpful. That's the message. And look, if those people didn't hear this podcast, then I don't know if they're good enough listeners of the podcast.
Yeah, if you were a real fan, you'd be listening and you would have already submitted a video.
Thank you to everyone that has reached out. There are so many great people. I'm seriously overwhelmed, so I need to continue to up the requirements in order to narrow it down. thank you to everyone that has reached out. Shelley wants to know whose game would be benefited or harmed if no eviction occurs this week. That's an interesting question because I don't know if it really benefits or harms anyone other than Sam. Like, because I don't think anyone's really benefiting from anybody leaving this week. So I don't know if like it does much to the game.
It benefits us because it's going to give us another week of all of these people losing their minds.
Yeah. Maybe it benefits whichever side wins the HOH next week, because they're the ones that are going to be able to take power. They're talking maybe Tyler, but I don't know. I feel like Tyler would be fine either way. I don't know. Because he had to reveal his cards by not nominating, his cards by not nominating Winston by being the HOH. So it's kind of a waste in that regard, but at the same time I feel like it got him included in things that he might not have been included in otherwise by being HOH. So
yeah, well, and then he is literally, he's like, I have no blood on my hands because nobody went home. There is no blood in the water.
It's true. Kent Key wants to know, do I know if Sam has to use the power before or after the vote? I don't know. I think she told Tyler that she can use it after the vote, which implies that she probably has to use it after the vote, because I can't imagine a power that you can use both before and after. We don't know yet. We'll probably learn tonight during the episode.
Yeah, well, it doesn't make any sense for it to be something that you could use before or after, because why would you ever use it before if you could just use it after and you might not need to? So
yeah, I would probably use it before just to like really stick it to those people that are like, oh, well, if it didn't happen, we'll never know if it would have happened.
Well, no, but that's why you use it after, because then afterwards you can be like, okay, who all voted for me? You can have like that moment.
And so I'm all about my legacy.
Oh my God. Karen, you don't need a legacy if you're a robot who's going to live forever. Like, story just doesn't add up.
All right. So thank you again, everyone, for joining us. Make sure you tune in tonight, where we will be recapping tonight's episode of Big Brother 20, where we'll hopefully learn more about the power. I believe we've got a wonderful guest with us tonight, as long as it's still good. Matt Hoffman should be joining us, me and Rob, tonight to recap the night's episode.
To talk about TKO?
Well, you know, who knows? Don't kill me if I'm wrong, though. That was what I was told. Very excited about that. And then tomorrow, Rob is going to talk to Eric Stein. So like the 1-2 punch right there.
This is so good. I'm really glad I have the day off work tomorrow so I can just listen to all these podcasts.
Yes. And then, of course, Tuesday, we will be doing the LFC Roundtable podcast, the first of the season. And make sure you are tuning in on Twitch, Taryn Armstrong. That's probably where I'm going to start to test out some of these applicants, chat with them on Twitch. So that will be fun. All right. Make sure you also follow us on Twitter. I'm at Armstrong Taryn. Kirsten is at Kirsten says what?
Kirsten said what? You're so close.
I feel like I get that wrong every time.
You literally do. It's fine. I should just change my Twitter to Kirsten says what.
It just feels like said is past, like that's past tense. It's like you already, like it's in the past.
Well, yeah, that's why you go to my Twitter feed to see what I've said in the past.
That's true. It's not Lita tweets. It's Lita tweeted.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. You're all very consistent with your present versus past tense.
Branding is important.
All right. thank you again for joining us, guys. I will see you next time.